Hi, this is Wendy Dawn Brindley with my latest column, Encouragement for Discouragement. Don't be discouraged. I never tire of looking at my husband. I have known him for 10 years, and still to this day, whether I'm on the couch watching TV with him, or I see him pass me by on our street, I can't help but stare at him.
Yuck!
Right? This is supposed to be a column about faith, hope, and God's love. I guess I better continue to explain myself. Let me share with you an example of despair, discouragement, and some tiny sneaky ways the devil tries to keep you from God's will and from God's love, even if the subject matter is on the romantic side. On the night I was to go on the first date with my now husband, then acquaintance, I thought I was going to have to call it off. I never in my life had such enormous stomach butterflies. I had been on countless first dates, even some I was nervous for, but nothing like this one. I'm not one to toss cookies. I hate throwing up. I'll pass out first, stick my head in a bucket of water, chew gum, anything, except throw up. And yet that night, as time drew near for him to arrive, I felt my stomach doing the broad long jump. My insides were attempting to break some indoor track record by leaping out and becoming my new outsides. I thought to myself, I don't think I can do this. Why am I so nervous? I'm just going to have to call this off. This is a bad idea. We aren't going to have anything to talk about, and there's a good chance that I'm going to scream at the toilet bowl any minute and dry heave my way into a tremendously embarrassing first impression. I was experiencing the fight or flight phenomenon. I asked God to calm me down. I felt silly to ask him for help on first date jitters. Somehow I managed to compose myself and walk out to the parking lot to meet him when he arrived. I decided to stay and fight instead of running away. And from there on, even though I still had some sort of trampoline performance occurring in my stomach, I managed to have the best first date of my life, as well as my last first date. Within only months of being married, my husband dealt with life-threatening illnesses, deaths in my family, career changes, along with other trials. He didn't even make it look hard when it came to being supportive, loving, sympathetic, gentle, and kind. Looking back now, I see all the times my husband has been there for me. Even today, as I struggle with publishing setbacks, contract changes, and personal goal confusion, he still picks me up with tough and tender love. He does what God knows I need him to do. And if I had not gone out on that first date, if I had let the devil talk me out of it, let fear control my way, I wouldn't have a beautiful family, a couple of Christian books published, and I would be lacking in more ways than I can imagine, I'm sure. Of course, if I had thrown up on our first date, that might not have happened either. I'm grateful for spearmint gum and the power it has to settle my nervous stomach. I am most grateful to God, God's will for me, and God's purpose for me. I wish I could say this is the only example of discouragement. It is not. Over the years as Christians, we will all face times of discouragement, torment, and even some burnout. God's love encourages you no matter how much you get discouraged. Stay in. Fight your obstacles. Don't choose flight. Fight for what you know God wants you to do, even if you think you can't do it. If you can't, God can. The devil wins by discouraging you, upsetting you, and trying your patience. Focus on victory, no matter how small of an accomplishment and how inglorious your task at hand may be. You may feel like you aren't getting anywhere with your writing, or maybe you don't feel like you are helping with your youth group attendees, or maybe you feel like your job doesn't allow you to use your talents to their best ability. Remain in God's will. Don't be discouraged. As you pray, feel God spiritually picking you up by the bootstraps, even after you've kicked your boots off in disgust. I have found when you are facing the hardest obstacles, right then and there, you are on the very edge of a rewarding event. God honors you in your faithfulness. God invented faithfulness, remember? Here's some scriptures that I liked when I was pulling up some interesting parts of the Bible. Maybe it will help you to remember about God's faithfulness and give you hope too. Psalms 57:1, Deuteronomy 1, verse 21, 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 24, Hebrews 10, verse 23, 1 Peter 4, 19, and Deuteronomy 32, verse 3. I hope you enjoy it. Until then, I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you.